Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Because the state is pushing for more green energy development and has changed the law to limit local control, municipalities are drafting ordinances to try and protect local rights as much as they can. The Argyle Township Board of Trustees is among the townships that are reviewing, drafting, or changing ordinances regarding solar and wind energy. At the last meeting, the board discussed and reviewed a proposed solar and battery energy storage ordinance. Supervisor Jerome suggested the board continue to review the proposed ordinance at the next meeting, and the board agreed. And another local and regional news for today. The Deckerville Village Council approved accepting the reports from several departments. The council accepted the written fire report, the police report, and the treasurer's report. The council also approved closing some streets to accommodate an annual special event. The council approved closing Main Street between Black River Street and Maple Street from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. and to allow for the safe celebration of the annual Dickens of a Christmas celebration on December the 12th. It was also decided to hold on to the insurance check for 2051 Black River Street until the issue with that has been resolved. And in other village money matters, approval was also given to pay the monthly bills, totaling $57,482. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended U.S. military strikes on alleged drug cartel boats, saying President Donald Trump has the right to take military action, quote, as he sees fit. The comments were made Saturday at a national security forum at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. It comes as the Trump administration faces intense questioning over the deadly strikes and whether they violate international law. Hegseth also compared Trump to Reagan, saying the current president is the, quote, true and rightful heir to Reagan. And in other national and international news, survivors of the 1941 Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor have long been the center of a remembrance ceremony held each year on the military base's waterfront. But today, only 12 of them are still alive. All of them are over 100 years old. And this year, none of them were able to make the pilgrimage to Hawaii to mark the event, which was scheduled for today. That means no one will be attending that has firsthand memories of having served during the attack, which killed more than 2,300 troops and catapulted the United States into World War II. The development comes as the survivors fade from the scene and their descendants and the public increasingly turn to other ways to learn about the bombings. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.